The good news is we're making some progress. We've had a 2% decline between 1998 and 2005 every year of actual number of cases because of screening. We've also had a decrease in the number of deaths. So awareness is helping, but it's incremental. It's a very small amount. We could do so much more. I know that we could have a 50% decline in our actual number of deaths just by increasing the number of people who could be screened.
Well, when we talk about screening, who are we talking about? What age should you start thinking about this, and what are some of the other, I guess, factors?
Well, all men and women should start screening at age 50. There are some exceptions for those who have higher risk factors. They generally know who they are. People who have genetic diseases such as familial polyposis, those who have inflammatory bowel disease such as Crohn's or ulcerative colitis, and those who have a strong family history. They want to start earlier than 50. But for the general population who have no symptoms, age 50.
Many times I've talked with many folks about the various cancers out there, and we always talk about early detection being important. Why is that so important, especially with this form of cancer?
Well, let me just say that when we have colon cancer found in its earliest stage, your chance of surviving the disease is more than 90%, versus a later stage disease, which is about 11%. And the problem with colon cancer is it's inside you. It's hidden. You often don't know it's there until it's been there a very, very long time. So screening helps us see it before before you actually experience any symptoms.
So we're looking at sort of like an annual checkup, maybe part of an annual physical. What schedule do you recommend?
Well, it depends on the type of test, and there are several different tests available for individuals to consider. A simple test is an FOBT or a fecal occult blood test, which we use for testing hidden blood in your stool. That's something you do at home. It's not invasive. The only negative part about it is that people don't tend to get it done. They sort of stick it in a drawer and never get around to it. But that should be done every year. The other end of the spectrum is a colonoscopy. That's a test that is actually very invasive because we're actually inserting a fiber optic tube through your rectum and visualizing the entire colon. You have to have a prep. It's going to require a good day and a half of your time. But if we find nothing in there, if you have a clean colon, no polyps, no suspicious areas, nothing, you only have to do it every 10 years.
Is this one of those cancers that I guess it took a while? I mean, I would imagine there was a certain, I guess no other way of putting it, but sort of an embarrassment factor about talking about it with one's doctor or something. I mean, that seems to be passing, though, that people are more aware and willing to look into this.
I think so, absolutely. There is sort of an embarrassment factor. There's a fear factor of the test. Those kind of things play into people being reluctant to discuss it. But I think just as we're doing right now, having more public conversations about the seriousness of this disease, and yet on the other hand, the good news that we can do something about it is making a difference in people becoming more aware and more willing to explore the opportunity to get their testing done.
Well, I guess to wrap up with you, what are the messages that you would drive home to our listeners here today concerning the colon cancer and keeping up with it in terms of checkups and whatnot?
Well, a few things. One, talk to your physician. Use this month as an opportunity to get the test scheduled or go in and talk about when you should get it done. Having a colorectal cancer checkup is extremely important. If anybody wants further information, they can call 1-800-ACS-2345. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or get on our website at www.cancer.org.